morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. Big happenings at the Rockport Opera House tonight. Sweet Tree Arts, a nonprofit based in Hope, Maine, is holding a storytelling event that will feature a story slam and storytellers from near and far. We checked in with two of them yesterday.
Good morning. This is Willie Claflin, and I'm here with
Dovey Thomason.
And we're traveling storytellers and have been for the last 40 years or so, and we're going to do our first piece together at the Rockport Opera House on Friday. I guess that would be today when you hear this, Friday evening at 7 o'clock. It's sponsored by Sweet Tree Arts, and we're going to do a piece called Space Oddity, and it's odd. It goes from my being abducted off the roof of my barn in Hancock County and being transported to the Intergalactic Storytelling Festival,
to my falling in love with the star stories of my native family, and ultimately telling stories for NASA.
And we will also reference the 1956 movie Forbidden Planet, which had the first real robot in it. Dovey still has a model of the robot.
So it'll be science fiction and fantasy and fun, and is appropriate for probably older kids and all adults.
Yeah, 10 and up, 11 and
10 up. 10 and 11 and yeah. Up, and all playful adults.
Yeah. And there's some discussion of what are the fact that maybe Elon Musk's 4 seconds in space was worth $5.5 billion. There'll be thoughts like that.
We'll also be joined at 7 o'clock with, I think it's 4 tellers from your area, local folks you may know or have as neighbors. So
yeah, if you check it out on the Rockport Opera, the site, contact them, you'll probably see the names of the other tellers. So it's a storytelling event. We'll have 4 local tellers, and then Dovey and I'll do the main show after that. It's called a story slam. The first half of it will be, you know, story slams are usually when several people do a 5-10 minute story each. And Lindsay, our sponsor, figured the first half would be 4 or 5 local folks doing short stories. And then Dovey and I will do an hour-long program, which will give us time to go into all the oddness and the wonder of outer space.
Yeah, ours is not really part of the slam in that those are short, time-limited things. And this is an original piece put together just in support of Sweet Tree. And so I come from Pennsylvania, and Willie came from San Francisco, to be here in Maine. And we slipped in just after the blizzard and in time for the eclipse, and then are wrapping up our stay with a debut of this really fun piece of us working together for the first time.
We've known each other for years, and we've heard each other at festivals. We've occasionally joined each other on stage. But for us to develop a piece and perform it together has just been it should be really good fun. And thanks to Lindsay at Sweet Tree, we were able to do this show, and then in preparation for doing the show at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee, in October, which you might want to check out. So Google the National Storytelling Festival. So Google them, Google the Rockport Opera House for a little more info on Friday night.
And we know we're going to be joined by, we've been visiting schools in the community and hereabouts for the last couple of days, and finishing up again with another school this afternoon. So children have maybe told their parents, and teachers are making room on their calendars to join us. So some folks already know us.
For me, it's a nice return. 20 years ago, I worked at the Camden School and did a 2-week residency with kids developing a program on energy that we did at the auditorium in the high school. So it's been 20 years, and it's great to be back.
The Sweet Tree Arts Story Slam event is happening tonight, starting at 7 at the Rockport Opera House. Organizers say the event is ages 12 and up or by adult discretion. There are usually some adult themes. More information can be found at rockportoperahouse.org or sweettreearts.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.